Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. And, you know, it's so hilarious because on last week's episode, we did a segment about the eFuse coaches poll that came out where a collection of coaches went down and ranked what were some of the best teams in three major esports, League of Legends, Overwatch, and Rocket League. And we thought, why isn't there a media poll? And we had to remember, because we're the only college esports media.
So we're going to take advantage of it.
So we're going to do a poll. And so we took the same three esports and talked about who are the best schools. We're going to start with Overwatch because Jacob is our big brain with Overwatch. Jacob, who are the 10 best Overwatch teams? Actually, let's just do five in the interest of time. Who are the five top teams in Overwatch in the country?
Okay, these top five probably won't surprise you, but it is number one, Maryville, and then Northwood, HU Storm, Utah, and UC Irvine. I actually put above Dallas, and because Dallas I have at number six. So what I'm going to say is that I think Irvine needs to play a lot more. They have not really played in many invitationals. I do think they're very good, but I don't know if they're better than Utah. I don't know if they can hang around with HU Storm because we haven't seen them play. But yeah, I think those are the five teams that absolutely own the nation.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid list. And next, we are going to look at League of Legends. Now, this was something that I came up with. League is one of my wheelhouses, and the top five teams in the country to me are Maryville, Harrisburg, Columbia, Grandview, and Winthrop. Now, I know some people are going to say, where's UC Irvine? Where's Illinois Wesleyan? They are on this list, but I think, again, far and away, Maryville and Harrisburg are the two top teams in the nation, and Columbia is very close. But what we saw at the Harrisburg Invitational only proved to me that Maryville's A and B and Harrisburg's A and B team are so far ahead of the rest of the country that I am not entirely sure that there is even room for some of these other schools to make a lane in. I mean, the finals, the semifinals for the Harrisburg Invitational, both were Maryville versus Harrisburg. You really can't say these are not the two best schools in this esport anymore. You can do it.
Yeah, really, the only other team that really could like flirt with that space is Columbia, but even then they're at just like, you know, the entrance of the mountain. They're not, and while, you know, exactly, the A and B teams are at the peak, and I do like your Winthrop peak. I think it's a little, you know, Winthrop's better than these other programs, and I like that because Winthrop's cool. They're good kids.
They're good kids. And lastly, we are going to take a quick look at Rocket League. And guys, I know we don't talk enough about Rocket League. We are going to work on that. I am working feverishly on talking about more Rocket League because, to be perfectly honest with you, there's a lot of great Rocket League happening specifically in college. But I want to break down some of these top teams. And number one, you got Northwood. Again, they have put so much into their esports program that they are the top school. So Northwood, number one. Then we have Arizona at number two, North Texas, UCF, and UCF Green. Yes, I put them on there twice, and I don't care because they are two very different teams that play in a very similar style, but you can still tell that there are some differences there. I really enjoy watching these top five teams, especially Northwind and Arizona. They both have been so, so dominant. But there is a team on this list that's been quite disappointing, and that's Akron. Akron went into a lot of these preseason lists as the best school, the school to watch out for. And Northwood just came and kicked the chair out from under him and took that top spot. And Akron has not been performing up to the standards that we expect. So I think Akron needs to step it up. There's a few schools ahead of Akron. But again, I look at this list and I go, no California teams. I think, no, we got one California team, a lot of centralization into the Midwest and then the South. I think, guys, what we're starting to see is California is losing its grip on at least the college esports scene.
Yeah, well, Norris, you know, I got to talk about your list because you think you're sneaky, but really you're not, because I think you put USF and USF Green here because number six is Ohio State. I don't think you want to talk about that, because then you also allude to, oh, yeah, there's other teams above Akron, the other one being Ohio State. I see you, sir. I see you. But
listen, Ohio State is a very good team, but I have to put UCF Green above them because of goal differential, that Ohio State has let in more goals. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, no, and I think this is a good group of schools because, again, I think North Texas is a program that isn't really recognized enough. And then Arizona, you know, they were actually a big Heroes of the Dorm team back in the day. So it's cool to see Arizona start to, like, make an appearance again in esports, because they've been gone for a couple years, really.
Yeah.
And so I think this is a... Rocket League's a great esport because these are schools that you... Besides Northwood, you generally don't see these schools be really good. Same with Akron and Oregon and all these other schools. It's cool to see them get into the light where they should.
Absolutely. And so that is our Checkpoint XP official esports media poll. If there's other media out there who want to be polled on this, let me know. I have no problem with including your opinions. But that is going to be that. And we hope to see a lot of movement on these lists, because the more these lists move, the more parity there is in college esports.